Hello, good morning. You are listening to 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. On this beautiful October 8th morning, I'm joined with Violet Miles filling in for Erin.
Hi.
How are you doing, Violet?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you, Sasha?
Good. This is the inaugural episode of Flower Power Hour without Erin,
yeah,
who ran the show by himself for like a year.
You're taking over. yeah, I'm happy to be here. Thank you to Erin for...
Sorry. This is what happens when Erin's not here.
Right, exactly. yeah, Erin is off being an uncle, which is super exciting. He's visiting family. Shout out uncles everywhere, but especially Erin.
My roommates have been calling him a dunkle.
Yeah, he used that term to me the other day as well, because he's got a niece and a nephew.
Yeah, it's probably weird to see little babies look like you.
They come out with a mustache.
Yeah, because like you look, I mean, like personally, I look a lot like my uncle, almost more than my parents. So it's like, he's kind of like another kid.
Totally. He gets like a little promo for like what his kid's going to look like.
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a great show for you today. We've got Violet's going to tell us about how she got suspended. She prefaced to me that she got suspended, and I asked her not to tell me about it so that I could hear it live for the first time today. You just heard Porches with OK. New record came out this morning on Domino Records. Love Erin Main. Everything that guy touches is gold. So if you don't listen to Porches, put it on. And he'll be at the Fox Cabaret in March doing a makeup show for a canceled COVID show that will be 2 years canceled by the time he returns. which really puts into perspective how long the pandemic has been going on for.
How long we've been suffering.
Spooky pandemic.
So spooky. How many coronavirus costumes do you think we'll see this Halloween?
Too many. Are they even costumes, though? What, they're gonna, someone's going to put on a mask and then come to campus?
I was thinking, like, dressing up as the virus.
Oh, like the small,
being, like,
fuzzy.
Spiky. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good, though. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to do that. Okay, more music for you. We got Luna Lee. We got some Jackie Shane. Enjoy your beautiful autumn morning. You don't know me, you lied, and you've taken all my time. I'm just trying to do what's right, only trying to do what's right. Thoughts are loud in the night, so I imagine taking flight. But you're insane. What's the point of planting flowers when there's no rain? Every second, every hour feels the same. What's the point of meeting up if there's no spark? Wasting time playing games, I miss making love, making art. You said you'd be my life and you said you'd be my flower, but the sun would never shine on a garden called for power. You said you'd build my trust, but you
She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Since we've been apart, and when I pass, I hear them whisper, there he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. That's all I got to say, my friend. Now we'd better say goodbye. I think you'd better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, this is what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Violet, stepping in for Aaron on Flower Power Hour, and I'm joined by Sasha. Wanted to give a quick shout out because that last song you just heard, Any Other Way by Jackie Shane, I was introduced to that artist, Jackie Shane, by my friend Darby, who's actually outside of the nest right now listening to us. Very sweet. Joined by a few of my other very loyal and sweet friends. My two friends, both named Juliet, and my other friend and roommate, Halle. thank you guys for being out there and listening. It's very sweet of you.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's nice. It's kind of like a live audience to an extent, sitting on the bottom floor. We don't get that too often. Aaron and I often see people sitting right outside the window, and then we're like, oh, yeah, they're listening to us. And then we look harder and they've got headphones on. We're like, why sit so close to the speakers if you're just losing your headphones on? Don't we look compelling to listen to you?
We've got a pretty steep competition going on right now between us and the poster sale happening in the nest right now. So I don't know. It's a little distracting. But
have you ever bought a poster from the poster sale?
I did one time. I think in my first year, I bought like this Japanese art of like down like rain and like people
beautiful.
Using umbrellas and I like thought it was super. I was like, oh, I'm moving to this rainy city and I'm gonna buy this rainy poster.
Fitting.
Yeah,
we in first year, my roommate and I bought a Beyonce poster that we had right above our toilet in res.
Why above the toilet?
He thought it was funny.
Oh,
and it kind of was, because we would be drinking, and then you'd go to like take a piss and stand up, and then you'd like look up and you'd be like,
eye contact.
What's up, Beyonce? How you doing?
Third roommate,
exactly. Yeah, nice. We've got some more music for you guys today. A song dedication to the ladies out front who mentioned anecdotally to me. Hello, I mentioned anecdotally to me that they liked it, so I figure. Dedicated to you, like I used to, Cher Manon and Angel Olsen, Dream Collab on 101.9 CITR FM. You're listening to Flower Power Hour.
Thank you.
Only one.
Good morning. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM on this here October 8th autumn morning. That was Howdy with Around Again. Love Howdy. That record came out last week called True Love on Double Double Whammy. Anything that comes out on Double Double Whammy is awesome. So if you're looking for new music, just hop on their website or follow their Instagram. They used to make the original Frankie Cosmos records, and
that's sick. I didn't know that. I love Frankie Cosmos. Yeah, so much.
Yeah, they're sweet. They started as a college DIY label out of Wesleyan.
Okay.
And just put on like local bands, and now they've evolved into being like, I guess, like semi-sustainable as their own label. But a lot of the stuff that they put out is of that nature, kind of like Howdy and Frankie Cosmos, kind of subtle and sweet.
Yeah, I think that's soft.
That's how I describe Double Double Whammy, is subtle and sweet, sweet. Great song. We have New Mitski for you this morning too.
Yeah, I'm excited to play it on the radio for everyone. I'm sure a lot of people have already heard it. I feel like Mitski's so big now, and like hearing that she has new music coming out. I don't know, maybe it's just the circles that I run in, but I feel like she's quite big now.
No, I think she absolutely is, because I agree. My initial thought was it's like an echo chamber thing.
Yeah.
Where my friends obviously stan Mitski, because why not?
Right, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. And so I thought that it was just the people that I knew that listened to similar music. But when I was watching her music video, it was like trending on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, she also like made a breakthrough on TikTok. Like some of her songs have really blown up on TikTok. So like I feel like that's giving her this new audience and like new wave of fans.
And I saw another moment where I realized Mitski was big was watching the actress from Sabrina the Teenage Witch talk about Mitski in an interview, because I watched the first season of that show on Netflix a couple of years ago, because I love anything spooky and supernatural, even if it's teen drama.
How was it?
It was pretty good. Yeah, it's awesome. And it's in the Riverdale universe. Can't go wrong. Can't go wrong with Sabrina the Teenage Witch. But in her interview, she like had, it was like naming, suggested on YouTube, naming her top 10 like songs she's into right now. And one was like Nobody by Mitski. And I was like, oh, right on. And like the other songs, not that I was like saying that's mainstream because this actress who's in a mainstream show chose it, but of the list of songs that it was on, I was like weird to have Nobody coupled in with a lot of like charting kind of Billboard-esque songs.
It like kind of feels like it sticks out, because in my mind, and like how I've always thought of Mitski, is that she's not like this like big pop star that's like playing on the radio with like, I don't know, Drake and like these other artists.
Well, indie fame in general is kind of strange like that. Like Phoebe Bridgers of recently is one of the examples of kind of breaking through to this strange middle ground where the indie community champions them as this like megastar, but from like a mainstream community, they're kind of dabbling with it. Like I saw Phoebe Bridgers have an E! News headline about who she was dating, and I was like, that is insane that like the general public cares about the romantic interest of Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think like the Grammys thing was really big for her too.
True. That'll put you on the map for sure.
God bless the Grammys. So we'll play the new Mitski song. It's called Working for the Knife. And we'll play, we'll play Alligators by Sleeping Gonzalez, because they'll be playing this Saturday at the ADA, their first show back from a new North American tour. A local band from Surrey, also great. And we'll even throw in on this set of songs, Hoodie Browns, who will be playing tonight at 136 Hastings Creative Block in front of Winona Forever. Should be a great show. Talk to them briefly and mention how excited and surreal it was for them to be booked in front of Winona Forever.
That's great.
Should be special. So,
yeah, cool. I'm looking forward to it.
I cry at the start of every movie, I guess, because I wish I was making things too, but I'm working for the knife. I used to think I would tell stories, but no. Dream the world is ending. Maybe it really is. Maybe it really is. When you're swimming circles around me, does it ever really cross your mind? If you wanted, you could drown me with your eyes. Sober scene got me tossed at a hotel bar. Got a free drink, at least if only I had thicker skin. I wanna be American. They're gonna love me, they're gonna love me. Love me, love me, all the way out of this. All the way. Swimming circles around me, does it ever really cross your mind? If you want. never seen the secrets that a lover keeps. The way that you hide your alligator teeth. My body's a prison, everybody seeks to tear into. When you're falling asleep on my shoulder, does it ever really cross your mind? If you want it, you could have me for a night. When you're swimming circles around me, does it ever really cross your mind? If you want it, you could drown me with your eyes, with your alligator eyes. Alligator eyes. Alligator eyes.
Welcome back to Flower Power Hour. Violet and I got mildly distracted in that break and let some music fade in, but we're back with our full attentions.
Yes. Oh, that was a like fun one.
I've got some good ones here.
Yeah. Oh, so sad.
That is a good preface. We're talking about sadness and disappointment is a good preface for Violet getting suspended in high school.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because I imagine your parents were disappointed in you, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. It was very rough.
Were they actually mad at you?
They were not happy with me. I don't think anybody's parents want their kid to get suspended.
Yeah, naturally.
But at the same time, I think they were, like, fairly understanding. I was, like, going through a rough time, so. Mm-hmm.
Is your rebellious?
Yeah, this is my rebel teen phase.
I just to preface the story a little bit, as Violet's like the sweetest, like individual, and kind of like not too quiet but soft spoken. And when she told me that she had been suspended in high school, I was like, I need to hear this on the radio because I can't picture it.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, maybe I'm not self-aware, but I don't think I come off as someone who seems like they would have been suspended in high school. Like, we were talking about how, like, some
it's not
people,
a bad thing yeah, if you no. were, because, like, well, it's kind of, I mean, it can't.
It's a fun story now yeah. for me, but, like, I feel like some people you can look at and be like, ah, oh, yeah, like, yeah. you got suspended, that makes sense. I feel like for me, it's like, huh?
Yeah, exactly, and it's not a bad thing if, like, to an extent, some people look like they would have got suspended in high school, and you're like, it's kind of like, oh, they look maybe a little rebellious in, like, maybe a negative connotation. But also, I have friends, like, one of my roommates, I feel like I could see him getting suspended, but it has nothing to, it's almost a positive thing just because he's like a quirky individual
free spirit
and it's less of like me seeing him doing something malicious, but just seeing him kind of like just having fun with his friends and being kind of like
getting busted like how teenagers do, you
exactly
know?
So share what happened.
So for context, I went to a private high school that was half boarding, half day. So there are students that lived at the school. I was a day student. But I had a lot of friends who were boarders. And it's actually good timing because it was Thanksgiving break, American Thanksgiving. So technically it was in November, but still works. And I decided, because my sister was going to school in Scotland, and so my mom was visiting her in Scotland, and my dad was at a wedding.
Okay.
So I had the house all to myself. And I was like, I'm going to have a Friendsgiving.
That sounds so wholesome so
far. I know, right? Like, it's wholesome to begin with. I mean, it's wholesome the whole way through, kind of. I don't know. But I was having some friends over. We were like, we had the mozzarella sticks in the oven. And we were doing some substances in the backyard. Like, I think one person had like a glass of wine.
Okay, so and, some light
and like
light substances,
some like Mary Jane.
Okay,
you know,
it's legal. I feel like we're allowed to talk about it on the radio.
Not in Pennsylvania, but
oh, that's true.
Yeah. I think it's fine. We're in Canada now.
Yeah.
And yeah, basically, my neighbor called the cops. And the police showed up, and because a lot of my friends were boarders, they were the responsibility of the school. So the school got called, and they disciplined, even though it was off campus, they discipline boarders and day students the same. So we all had to come in and kind of like confess our crimes to the discipline committee. Yeah, real sad. And we got varying degrees of suspension depending on what our role was. So if we like provided some of like the weed or the alcohol, like you got 8 days. And then if you were just
8 days.
Yeah.
How old are you again?
I'm 23.
No, how old were
you? Oh, I was 16.
Okay.
Yeah. And then if you were just there, you got 6 days. And yeah, it was like such a big deal because the other thing at my school is like, if you got in trouble, then for the rest of your time, we didn't get in trouble with the police, by the way. The police were like,
it was held internally.
Yeah. But the way that it works is like, if you get in trouble in my high school, you have to be on what they call probation for the rest of your time at school.
So they're watching you.
So like, if you get caught one more time, you're expelled immediately. Okay. Like, no questions asked. And there's a condoning rule. So like, if I had been like standing next to someone, if I've been standing next to someone like smoking a cigarette in like the middle of town or whatever, I could get like immediately expelled, like no questions asked. So my parents were very stressed out for me for the rest of high school and would regularly drive.
Yeah, because like expulsion's heavy stuff.
Yeah,
getting kicked out of
school.
Didn't
happen.
It doesn't look good. Doesn't look good.
But
and then did you have like a relatively straight edge rest of your high school experience for that reason?
Relatively. Yeah, it was my sophomore year of high school, so it was
you're just like a tough 1984 level of secretive with it.
Yeah, I had to go deep, which was a shame. I feel like it's not the healthiest to have to like push those things under the rug, because like I still had a whole rest of my high school to go through, and like, I don't know, not to condone anything, but I think it is kind of normal to like want to experiment with some things or like have some drinks and like get used to that feeling before you go off to university. I don't know. It's not for everyone, but I wanted to. It just made it harder, higher risk. Woo, party time.
We're cool on the Flower Power Hour.
We're having a party over here.
We condone high school experimentation with drugs. Yeah. Okay, it's time for We Love Segments here on Flower Power Hour. A segment that Aaron and I have done is our favorite songs from high school, mm-hmm. or a song that reminds us of high school. And that was a good preface for Violet to share one of her favorite songs from high school.
Yeah, we're going to be listening to Cut Your Bangs from Girlpool, which Sasha informed me is actually a cover.
It's a cover of a Radiator Hospital song of the same name. And my favorite Radiator Hospital song will be playing right after that, so you'll get a sense of what they sound like.
Yeah, I listened to the original when you told me that, and I'm totally not biased, but I think the Girlpool cover is much
it's
better.
It's because you heard it first.
Yeah.
It's because you heard it first.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, so we got Cut Your Bangs by Girlpool into Fireworks by Radiator Hospital, and I slid in a high school favorite of mine from Broken Social Scene, Canadian Legends. Enjoy.
Last night I saw your face in the hollowed light. You were standing taller than a mountainside. Your long hair flowed down in blues and whites. And I just stood there bathed in the quiet. No, you say you'll cut your bangs. I'm calling your bluff. When you lie to me, it's in the smile.
Welcome back to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. My name is Sasha. We got Violet filling in for us this morning.
Hi.
Aaron and I appreciate this so much.
Yeah, this is fun. Happy back as a guest co-host.
We will. Absolutely. And we've got one last segment for you today, and
I'm nervous.
It's quick thoughts on Flower Power Hour, and where the segment where we read off headlines from the music world, sometimes not from the music world, but mostly from the music world, and we get what has been my quick thoughts, mm-hmm. but today will be Violet's quick thoughts.
Are you feeling powerful in the position that you're in now?
Yeah. All right, I am feeling powerful today. Sorry, this button lasts so long. Some of the soundboard buttons just linger for so long. But that's okay. All right, first one.
I'm ready.
The Weeknd has been named the Goodwill Ambassador of the United Nations World Food Program.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, good for him. Yeah, I didn't know that was where his passion lied.
Yeah, I didn't know that he had, like, the qualification. I don't know. Do you need qualifications to be an ambassador?
I don't know. I feel like a surprising amount of celebrities have done things for the UN.
Yeah. The UN's got good PR.
Yeah. I'm sure it helps. It gets the people talking about it.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, we got Kim Kardashian and Halsey take a hard pass on forming a girl group with Cecily Strong from SNL.
What kind of girl group were they going to form, I wonder?
It was in the SNL promo, so it's kind of a gag headline.
A hard pass? Is that the wording?
Like, yeah, it says hard pass verbatim.
Damn.
I know, kind of rude.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, Kim Kardashian doesn't make music either, so
I was gonna say.
And neither does Cecily Strong.
Well, that's why I'm wondering, like, what kind of girl group? Because I think of, like, girl band, but I guess it could be, have other meanings.
Yeah, maybe just, girl groups could just be a group of women supporting
girls,
each other.
Yeah, a couple of girl bosses getting together.
Doing creative things.
Yeah.
Okay, we got, this one is not really a headline, but it was a feature article in Rolling Stone. Violet's a film studies major, so perhaps this was hand selected for you.
Oh no.
Daniel Craig is the best James Bond. It's not even close.
I have only seen the first two James Bond movies ever,
like,
made.
Ever? Okay.
Yeah. Like Doctor or Number, I forget what they're called. But I haven't seen the recent ones with Daniel Craig. Those are the recent ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Or not the most recent, but like the most of the recent ones. So I actually have no opinion on this.
Okay, fair enough. One last one is Madonna says turning down her role in The Matrix is one of the biggest regrets of her career.
Oh my God. I didn't even know that she turned down a role in The Matrix, and I could totally understand why that would be a big regret. I wonder what she was supposed to be, who she was supposed to be.
Probably like Neo. There's that guy.
That'd be dope.
I've actually never seen The Matrix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I dressed as Neo for Halloween one year.
Really?
Yeah.
As Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
You have the hair for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cool. That was Quick Thoughts with Violet Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Thanks for being here today for our acknowledgments section of Flower Power. We're just going to shout out Violet for filling in. All right.
And also my friends who showed up in the nest. Halle, Darby, Juliet, and Juliet.
And Nick and Dora.
And Dora.
Sitting in the station today. It's been a blast. We've got Shalala by Halle Hendricks. And have a great morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
The milk is sour, I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour, shalala, 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 shalala. The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs. All that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to, I've fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram. Shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala, ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala, ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh, shalala, ooh, shalala, ooh, ooh. comedy.